Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Michelle Berquist, your host every Friday of Women Lead Radio, and with me today is our lovely leading lady, our triple L, not leading lady, but lovely leading lady, Sylvia Ma, who's the co-founder of Hera Fund, which is a female angel investor group. And I am really excited about our topic. So, Sylvia, welcome to the show. Just want to make sure to say hi to everybody.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you for inviting me onto the show, and I'm excited to share some value to everybody.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to just start in on this because, you know, I'm so excited. And this is, again, out of full disclosure to our listening audience, it's like I've known Sylvia for a while. I have seen the evolution and absolutely embrace the idea that women are investing in other women entrepreneurs. And I know our topic today is to talk about female angel investors, and you have such an amazing, you know, dynamic of what you're doing to fund women entrepreneurs. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, how did you get to this point by funding in women entrepreneurs, Sylvia? Because it's a great story of how you got here.
Yeah, thank you. I've always been enthralled with empowering that woman inside of people, albeit that it's through education or talking to somebody. Even in high school, I was always the one that somebody came to and talked to and really lifted them up. So all of my career, I've always been involved in either creating a new women's group or something like that. I have my PhD in biochemistry, so in science, I always created the women's group there, and then taught in engineering, and I created the women's group there. But I always said, I need to be a scientist. And so what I did was I was, you know, pushing, as a lot of us do in life, of saying we need to do this. We need to be a lawyer. We need to be a scientist. And then I met Felina Hansen, who is the founder of Hera Hub, which is the first co-working space that is spa-inspired for women to be prosperous and productive in their businesses. So I met her, and she says, why don't you flip your career? Why don't you do what you love and what you're passionate about as a full-time gig? I said, that's a great idea. Let's talk about it. So I know it's like one of those things that people say, really, honestly, that really happened? I'm like, yes, it is a career move that happened. And so I became the director of Hera Labs, which is a business accelerator for female entrepreneurs. What is that? It's basically launching and growing of female-led businesses through whatever portion that they're interested in creating. Let's say if it's a launch portion of their business or sustainability portion of their business, we accelerate them through that section of their business. And then I became an angel on 4 years ago. My father passed away. He was an entrepreneur in South America, and lo and behold, I, you know, was able to use his fortune and say, okay, so what do I do with it now? And the first thing I thought of, I wanted to give it away. And the second thought I had was he was an entrepreneur that did not really believe in women to be successful businesswomen. They could either be wives or secretaries. So I said, in his honor, I am only going to invest in female entrepreneurs. So it's kind of like one of those stories of a huh. But I really feel like I was blessed to obtain this. I don't, you know, I would love to, you know, help other women launch and grow other businesses through angel investing.
You know, I've heard that. This is the second time now I've heard you share that story, and it is an incredible why. I mean, you know, why you do what you do. And you know, both you and I are very big fans of the book Start With Why. And, you know, mm-hmm. the fact that you actually specialize in investing in female entrepreneurs, I think, is amazing, and the reason behind it, you know. So thanks for sharing that with our listeners, because that is absolutely doing good with a lot of money, and I think you are. So that said, I mean, share with me the vision of Hera Fund, because women investing in female entrepreneurs is a wow factor. And I know there's lots of different, or I think there's a trend, you know, especially up in Silicon Valley. I've been doing a lot of reading and had experience when I wrote business plans for years that there were some, let's just say, you know, couture groups that were starting up as venture funds for women entrepreneurs and women tech businesses. So for you, tell us kind of the dynamics of what Hera Fund is, because it's not just high growth, high tech businesses you're investing in, am I right?
That is completely correct. And Hera Fund was launched by two reasons. One is that I was an angel investor myself. I only invested in female entrepreneurs. So I did kind of like the prototype phase on myself. I was a guinea pig of my own idea, and it worked. I love the businesses that I've invested in, and so that's okay. This is great. Let's make sure that we talk about this trend to other women. Then, you know, in the United States right now, there is a funding need in the dynamics between a female entrepreneur and a female angel investor. The reason why female entrepreneurs do not get funded is because there's not another female on the other side of the table. It's called pattern recognition. It's called that there are so many male angel investors, there's so many male VCs that when they see their own self 20 years younger or they see another Mark Zuckerberg, they say, I'm going to invest in that person, because angel investing is very personal. It's very much like, I believe in this entrepreneur, therefore I am going to invest in this entrepreneur. More it's about the person than necessarily the idea. The idea needs to make sense and needs to have some ROI, but really it's the person to person. So when I saw that, and, you know, the trend is that the more diverse the leadership team is of a startup, albeit that if it's an all-women startup or at least one woman on the startup team or on the you know, let's say VP or CEO or CFO or CMO, whatever, they have actually higher returns on investment. Mr. Incredible is the one that actually came out in the last month saying, of Shark Tank, saying that a lot of his portfolio companies that are led by women are actually having higher returns on investment than others.
Wow,
amazing.
I didn't know that.
You know,
that is
he
incredible,
didn't even have
He
didn't even have a gender lens, and that's what it's called when you have that lens in investment that you say, okay, I want to invest in a diverse team, or I want to invest in more female entrepreneurs. You're having some kind of lens in your investment, and gender lens is that you actually are investing in more female entrepreneurs, or let's say a diverse team of some females on the leadership team. So he found, wow, lo and behold, I did not know this. And there's a lot of other, you know, research going on right now that it's like, okay, this actually makes sense. There are more women who are being successful and having higher returns on investment for their investors. However, there is still the need. The disparity in the funding is that female founders receive only 3-4% of venture capital funds. And
is that how little?
Three or four percent. Of venture capital funds, and about 14-15% of angel investment funds. That is really,
really low.
Very low. Okay, so, but then when you see that women, in the last 17 years, women-owned firms have grown revenues by 72%. They've added 11% more jobs. You know, they have, there's more women who are growing their businesses, who are starting their businesses. There's, you know, the amount of women starting their business are twice the rate of 3 years ago. There's so many more women who are in this world trying to launch and grow their businesses, but they're still not getting the funding that they deserve.
Right.
So to do that, we said, hey, you know what? We're going to do something about it here in San Diego, and we're going to create an angel group that actually invests in only female entrepreneurs, because we want to break that pattern. And to break that pattern, we say, okay, look, the two things that we need to do is, one, say to those angel investors and have discussions with angel investors who are actively investing, saying, why don't you have a gender lens? Why don't you consider this female startup? And by the way, there are female startups here in San Diego. And secondly is there's a whole untapped volume of ladies who have capital who can invest. So we would love to have more female angel investors become angel investors. Hopefully with
and
a gender lens.
Sylvia, I got a question.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's two steps. I want to ask you about the program, about funding entrepreneurs, but back up when you have your pool of angels. So from that standpoint, you're looking for who is a likely woman that you're looking for that might be one of your investors? It's like, do you have kind of some things that our listeners can hear? Because, you know, there's corporate women that have been laid off who have nice packages. I mean, who are you looking for as potential investors to be part of your pool of investors?
First of all, the angel investor needs to be an accredited investor, okay? And that is a person, hopefully a woman, who has an individual net worth that exceeds $1 million at the time of, let's say, a purchase of a startup or some kind of equity in a startup. This does not include their primary residence, okay? So that incorporates quite a bit, actually, of ladies here in San Diego and nationwide. The statistics, I'll give you that so that you know, 40% of American millionaires are women.
40%?
Okay.
Wow, these are 40%. New stats for me. Man.
Okay.
Amazing.
But the disparity is that only 22% of angel investors are women. So where are the women investing? I know we know that women are more risk averse than men. So they're going to be investing more in the stock market or real estate. But what about this angel investing? What about this aspect of investing that you could get incorporated into? Did that answer your question? So they need to be an accredited investor to be an angel.
Anytime somebody answers me, it always leads to more questions, which I love, right?
I
hope you'll love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the investors – tell me, you know, with these investors, I know different groups have different focuses. So, like, venture funds or angel investor groups, so like, they'll have a different focus. Do you guys have, like, a focus of the types of businesses you're looking for? I mean, what is the kind of once-over on that? I mean, what type of businesses is exciting to you, is your sweet spot that you're looking to fund?
Okay, So the question you have before, I just want to answer that, is that the angel investors that we're looking for within a HERA fund is that they are female, that they are accredited investors, and they do want to have a gender lens of some sort, saying that we would like for them to invest in other female entrepreneurs. So that's like one profile of HERA fund. However, the other sweet spot is that HERA fund, and you alluded to this earlier, and thank you for bringing this up, is that we are not an angel group, let's say, like Tech Coast Angels, that only invest in technology, that they only invest in high tech and biotech. We want to invest in consumer products. We want to invest in baby products. We want to invest in all of these incredible products that women are bringing forth into the world that they need some funding and they can't go to a traditional angel group. So with that said, that definition is that the sweet spot of what we're looking at is sometimes even down to $10,000 investment, up to about
$10,000. Wow, that's small.
It's small, yes. And that's why a lot of people think, oh, my gosh, I can't be an angel investor. To become you have to be an accredited investor to be able to be part of an angel group. However, you do not have to be an accredited investor to actually invest in a startup. You have to just know your own net worth and make sure that you can actually lose what you're giving to that startup.
Yeah,
because
right.
Only one in 10 startups actually survive. So you have it's a lottery. It's very high risk to go into angel investing at a very early stage. So somebody has an idea and they've had some kind of process that they've done to validate their idea. If you go in on that stage, very ideation phase of a startup, you're really actually taking on so much risk that you need to know I'm willing to lose it all. So that's why
usually
it's accredited investors.
Got that part. But go back to something. You were talking about who you were looking for. And I know we're a little all over the place, but we have such limited time. I could, like, interview you all day long. But you're talking about consumer products and baby products. So are service firms in there as well that you guys would look at as or I say you ladies would look at as part of the funding?
It would be on a case-by-case scenario. Usually service-based businesses, we usually angel investment does not go into that realm because as a service-based business, you know, you can get loans, you can get family and friends to fund what you're trying to do at the beginning. Let's say, but there are a lot of service-based businesses that go into products. You know, like let's say if they wanted to do a whole curriculum or if they want to launch something that's more meaty, that maybe has a trademark, that maybe has a patent to it of some sort, that's when an angel investor would be more interested in funding them. Does that make sense?
Got it. Yeah, it does make sense. Mm-hmm. No, it's good to clarify. Because, you know, again, I think, you know, one of the things I see across the board are so many, you know, corporate women or just even like mommies, you know, that have great ideas for, you know, kid products or that kind of thing. I mean, I know I've mm-hmm. spoken to a lot of mom groups and clubs and conferences and just, I mean, the variety of ideas that come out of it, but they don't know where to turn. I mean, it sounds like this is a great place for them, but can you, what is a good time for an entrepreneur to come to you if they're looking for that with the HERA Fund? Is it that they're, you know, early growth? Have they already had some sales, just a prototype? What's the dealio there for a potential, you know, entrepreneur to approach you?
That's a really good question. I actually have a slide deck on SlideShare that goes through what angel investors look for. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that actually this I'm going through right now, the SlideShare has, is that you want to go to angel investors early, but not too early. So you don't want them to be mm-hmm. coming in really at the ideation phase saying that, oh, I only have a prototype and that's it. That the angel investor's like, I want to have 80% of your company, which they're not going to ask that, but I'm just trying to, like, make it like, okay, look, if you're in ideation phase, you're going to give away a lot more of your business, right, than when you're, let's say, ideation phase plus, let's say, a Kickstarter for, let's say, a baby product. Then the angel investor's like, oh, my gosh, she got how many people to buy her product on Kickstarter? Oh, wow, she did a Kickstarter campaign. She's really serious about this. She has a Facebook presence. She has this is, oh, interesting. Okay, then, you know what, let's go back and forth. Let's see the valuation of your company and say, okay, maybe we're going to go in and get 20% of your business. I would like 20% of your business or 5%, depends on the valuation of the business. But that's where I'm saying you have to go in early enough that the angel investor says, hey, it's worth my while because I'm taking on so much risk at the startup phase that I need to make sure that I have risk and reward, like ratio right there. However, the entrepreneur has to say, I need to come in with my risk-reward ratio saying, hey, I've done a lot of work and I've done Kickstarter. I have done this, I've done that. Now I can come to an angel investor and say, hey, my next step is this. Now, the other aspect of this, and I'm glad you brought this up about when an angel investor comes in, is that it's not all about money. So it's not all about that check that angel investor is going to write to you. When do you need an angel investor? If at the beginning you need like somebody who can help you with a prototype and get you to that next level, maybe bringing on an angel investor who's a technologist and you give them 50% of your company, that makes sense to you. Or you say, hey, you know, I'm going to work my tushy off and go get Kickstarter. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But you know what? I have no idea how to get it into QVC or how do I get to that next level of manufacturing and production. Well, I'm going to wait to get my angel investor at that point because I know that I can't do that necessarily myself or it's going to be very hard to. So I'm going to keep everything in friends and family until I get to that point. And then I say, hey, you know what? Angel investor who's really good at manufacturing, who's really good at global productions or something like that, why don't you come in with me? 10%, give me this amount of money. But really, the money really doesn't matter, but your expertise is what I really, really want. Then you can give them that equity. But if you've already given it all away, you have 50-50 with a technologist, and then somebody else comes in and all that, and then you reach a pivot point, you can't give away any more equity. So you have to kind of really do this risk-reward ratio each time you have a pivot or each time you have a consideration to ask for funding, whatever funding you would like.
I like that, and thanks for sharing that. And I think for our listeners, you know, if they know somebody or if there's someone who is a, you know, budding entrepreneur in the making, it's like, what is the process? I mean, walk us through what the process is like to mm-hmm. apply at Hera Fund? I mean, is it raise your hand online and then you guys get back to them? What's the process and the vetting, you know, to see if somebody's a good fit? What's it like? What can you share that?
Yeah, I would love to share that. So we have a website. It's called HeraFund.net, and it's a very simple site because we wanted it that way. You go on the first page, and it's going to be asking you, are you an angel investor or are you an entrepreneur? You're just going to click through whatever you need to be. If you're an investor, go down that ride. That will take you to building out a profile of what you would like to invest in. And on the other side, the entrepreneur, fill out a questionnaire of what your business is like, what's your mission statement, who what's your target market, and a lot of different other details. Now, though, either of those two aspects go into a database that we have through a great partnership we have with ProSeeder. ProSeeder is an angel management platform that Techos Angels and Golden Seed, which is another female-only angel group across the United States, have used. And what we do is we build profiles on either side of the table, basically. We say, okay, entrepreneur, are you ready for angel investing? Well, you fill out this questionnaire. You get into our database, and then we do our due diligence. We contact the entrepreneur, and we say, hey, are you interested? What's your product like, or what's your service like? Let's talk a little bit more. We do our due diligence, and then we matchmake between the angel investors who have built their profiles and the entrepreneurs on our site. And what's even more robust about this site is that when an entrepreneur goes through our due diligence process after they hand in an application, so you do an application, we do due diligence, we talk back and forth, we make sure that the package is really well done of what it looks to get funding for this entrepreneur. We send it out to our angels that are interested in your product or your technology or your industry. And then the rigor comes in that we say, hey, all angel groups across the United States who are part of ProSeeder, who would like to syndicate with us? So I would say, hey, you know what, this entrepreneur is looking for $200,000 worth of funding. We can do $100,000. Who else wants to do the other $100,000? Here's all the due diligence paperwork, everything that we've done. We share the information with other angel groups, and they come in or they don't come in on the deal.
And a question on that, Sylvia, so when somebody puts their hand up online and says, I'm interested, you start the conversation. Is this something, you know, if you can't help them, do you try to refer them others? Is there a fee for that? Or what's the experience like for people to put in an application and see if they can get funded? At what point, like, do you charge to help them with putting their slide deck together, you know, their you know, proposal for investing? Or what's that process like for people just to kind of keep in mind?
So that's why Hera Labs is a great connection with Hera Fund, and I direct Hera Labs as a business accelerator. So we have small labs called Idea Potential Labs that are about $499. And if somebody really needs that robust idea to pitch deck process and really spell it out for them, they come into the IP lab. It's a just-in-time model of delivery. So if that person needs to have it done within the next 2 weeks, we can help them through that. And in September, we will be launching our three-month accelerator program so that if somebody needs to come in and really revamp what they have already as a pitch deck, they can come in and do the accelerator program with us. It's called the Female Intensive. And that will be 3 months, and it's about $1,000 to go through that. No, so those are the two kind of processes to go through that. If somebody comes through and they have a pitch deck and they're really well done and they're ready to go, we would love to get more female entrepreneurs funded, period. That is our mission. That is our vision. And we don't charge for that in the sense of if you're really on the go and you're ready to go and you don't have any questions and you look great, and we think you look great, we will help you through that. Now, there's always going to be fees of, let's say, if we need to syndicate or if we need to, you know, get little pieces of information kind of resolved, we'll have to kind of go through that. But those will be on a case-by-case scenario because sometimes we have to have a whole patent portfolio review. That's going to cost a little bit of money. But we would always go back and forth with the entrepreneur saying, what would you like to do? But it is meant to be that we help entrepreneurs.
And, you know, that comes through. And it's like, I mean, knowing you, it's like, I know you guys are coming from a great place. So from that standpoint, mm-hmm. listeners, listen in. But one question, I know we've only got a few minutes, and two things I want to make sure we're asking about, and that is you've got an event coming up. So I'm going to table that and make sure we hit that before we wrap up. But can you share kind of a business that you actually did fund? I mean, what was the type of business? You know, how did any success story you can share with some of our listeners that this was something that Hera Labs did and Hera Fund?
So Hera Fund has only been around since last summer, and we've been trying to put together the angel group. So Hera Fund in and of itself has done some events to try to connect entrepreneurs to angel investors. And
right.
I can talk about the successes of my portfolio of businesses because they're going to be the start of Hera Fund, basically. It's going to roll over into Hera Fund. So success stories are Hera Hub in and of itself. So I funded the franchising of Hera Fund to be able to grow this business that's brick and mortar into more cities. The other one is the Sash Bag. It is the new purse for active women to be able to be hands-free and so they can get more done in their lives. So the Sash Bag, and they're doing very good. They've been on tons of TV shows and doing really good, and I funded her in the growth of manufacturing of her bags. So not yet, sold out and all that, but we are supporting her all the time. We are promoting her all the time. So those are the two success stories.
Those are cool success stories. And that's Nicole, yeah, for the hair. And it's for her, is it thesashbag.com?
The Sash Bag.
Yeah, that's a cool product. Cool product. Those
yeah.
are great. Well, listen, I know a couple more minutes. So you've got this, you know, event coming up in September that I know you want to share. And it is the, if I'm saying it right, the event is the Hera Venture Summit, Building Bridges. Tell us about that and how can people find information to come in Southern California and come to this amazing event to fund women entrepreneurs.
Wonderful. So, yes, the Hera Venture Summit is an event that we've done now. This is our second year. The first year was called Women Investing in Women. So we had it last summer. It's going to be in September of 2015, and we are basically building bridges between female entrepreneurs and female funders. What we do is we have two tracks for female angels and female entrepreneurs to be able to get great tips and resources to either launch their businesses or sustain their businesses through different types of funding. And then we're going to have panel discussions and keynotes around angel investing as well and see how do we grow angel groups, how do we grow more angel investors. And then that will be the launch of a great partnership we have with Pipeline Fellowship, which is a boot camp for female angel investors coming out of New York City. And you can find more information about Hera Venture Summit at www.hera-lab.com/Hera Venture Summit. And you can just put your name into our list of people who are interested for the registration.
And Sylvia, if anybody wants to contact you directly, is it best to go to hera-lab.com and contact you that way? Or
Perfect.
Do you want to share your contact info with anybody? How would you like people to reach you?
Yeah, so it's sylvia@hera-lab.com. That's my email. And you can also contact me through the website, which is hera-lab.com, through contacts, or anywhere, Twitter, Instagram, I'm everywhere, so and Facebook. So contact me anyway. Ask as many questions as you want. I'm an open book. So
I love it. You are a gem. So to our listeners, Sylvia, thank you. You were amazing. I know there's more information I wish we could talk about, but I want to say thank you to Sylvia Ma, who has been our guest today and our leading lady. To all of our listeners, thank you for listening in, and I want you to know I hope you've had a great week. Next week, I'm really excited about our show guest and our leading lady. It'll be Jayla Siciliano from Bonafair Wine. She has an amazing product. She was actually picked up by Shark Tank and was funded by Mark Cuban, so we're excited to have an interview with Jayla and hear about the wonderful things she's doing along with some of the challenges. So just know when you're an entrepreneur, there's challenges. To all of our listeners, I want to say thank you for listening in. I will look forward to talking with you next week. And thank you again for listening, Leet. And please do me one favor. One of the things we don't do enough as professional women is support each other. So bear and support one another. Thanks all. Have a great weekend.